The Atlantic Wednesday published more messages from a group chat among top cabinet members, in which the magazine's editor-in-chief, Jeffrey Goldberg, was inadvertently added. The newly released messages discussed details of plans to bomb Yemen. The publication initially withheld details of the strike plans, saying the information was sensitive. But at a Senate panel hearing on Tuesday, several administration officials said the information was not classified, which Democrats criticized as an attempt to downplay the seriousness of the breach. According to The Atlantic, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth shared the plans about conducting an airstrike on Houthi targets in Yemen in great detail, listing off scheduled times of airstrikes with notes including target terrorist is at his known location and this is when the first bombs will definitely drop. Hegseth then messaged Godspeed to our warriors, with Vice President J.D. Vance responding, I will say a prayer for victory. This information, according to The Atlantic, was received 2 hours before the scheduled start of the bombing of Houthi positions. Goldberg and fellow Atlantic journalist Shane Harris wrote, if this information, particularly the exact times American aircraft were taking off for Yemen, had fallen into the wrong hands in that crucial two-hour period, American pilots and other American personnel could have been exposed to even greater danger than they ordinarily would face. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz later texted to confirm that the target was in a building that collapsed and the strike was successful. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard testified before the House Intelligence Committee Wednesday, addressing the group chat. The conversation was candid and sensitive, but, as the President of National Security Advisor stated, no classified information was shared. There were no sources, methods, locations, or war plans that were shared. This was a standard update to the National Security Cabinet that was provided alongside updates that were given to foreign partners in the region. Hegseth, President Trump, and other officials called out The Atlantic and Goldberg for the publishing of the messages this week. They write stories. It's such a disgrace. There are plenty of others, but Goldberg's a loser. His magazine's a big loser. In a statement Wednesday, The Atlantic said it wanted to make the text public so that people could see them for themselves, saying the White House opposed its publishing of the information, adding, there is a clear public interest in disclosing the sort of information that Trump advisors included in non-secure communications channels, especially because senior administration figures are attempting to downplay the significance of the messages that were shared. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt noted The Atlantic headline called the messages an attack plan rather than a war plan, and then criticized Goldberg directly in a Wednesday morning social media post. The Atlantic has conceded these were not war plans. This entire story was another hoax written by a Trump hater who is well known for his sensationalist spin. Goldberg said Wednesday the magazine decided to redact a sensitive piece of information out of their follow-up article. All of the messaging was done through the Signal app, which uses end-to-end encryption, preventing any third party from viewing conversation content or listening in on calls. Now there are questions about using Signal to discuss sensitive military operations, including its level of security against hackers.